Your dad says your dad is incompetent.
What does incompetent mean?
It means he spends more time yakking and scarfing down donuts than doing his job.
Oh, okay. I thought you were putting him down.
You know, I defy anyone to tell the difference between these donuts and one baked today. Hey, the boy's supposed to be here any second on a field trip. They been through here yet?
Come on, Simpson. They wanted the kids to see you sitting around on your butt and stuffing your face. They'd take them on a tour of your house.
You're right. I gotta get where the action is. Coming through!
Hey, there's my dad. Hey, Dad! Yo!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Oh, hi, boy!
I might have known it was you, Simpson.
But, sir,
I want to hear about it, Simpson. You're fired. Oh, hi, girl.
Hi, Daddy.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for. Better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory pretty close to 15 years. I've seen some of my best friends, women, standing in a pool of tears. I've seen a lot of kin folks dying. Had a lot of bills to pay. Lord, I'd give the shirt right off in my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't a working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. The foreman is a regular SOB, and the line boss, he's a fool. He got himself a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, he really thinks that's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top and there's gonna be hell to pay. I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't a working here no more. Woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
DJ Matador here, bringing you episode 123. I lost the vocals. Problems with the SD card. I fucked up. So what you would have heard is me whining about being laid off. My power plant shut down. That's the theme of the show. Laid off, unemployed. PJ Gower would have given his support on the vocals that were destroyed. And we would have drank a lot of beers and been pretty drunk. Anyway, here comes some punk rock and random shit. This is Rhyme and Treason Radio. I know it's been over a month, but I thought I could save the vocals. Here we go, Rhyme and Treason. Thanks for listening.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
You don't go out looking for a job dressed like that, do you? On a weekday?
Is this a... What day is it?
I'm not so easy on the eye. If it's said that makes me make it on you cry. I mean no harm, but I got the charm. Of a murdering serial raper. I never get none, and I know why, but there's more.
more to me than meets the eye. If you got the time, I'm qualified. I look good on paper. I look good on paper. Say good morning or ask me how's my day. My future's crystal clear and this is all I've gotta say. I'm gonna be fired for a living. They can't stand my stupid face.
Fired for a living.
I'll be gone without a trace.
I'm gonna be fired, fired, fired for a living.
Gonna be fired, fired, fired for a living. Oh yeah. The boss is nagging, it starts to take its toll. Look like this, act like that, know your goddamn role. Papers are stacking high, I can't pick up the slack. I'm gift wrapping a pipe bomb and I'm never coming back.
I'm gonna be fired for a living.
They can't stand my stupid face.
Fired for a living.
I'll be gone without a trace.
I'm gonna be fired, fired, fired for a living.
Gonna be fired, fired, fired for a living. Oh yeah.
America, and it's happening a bit over here as well. It's all about recession, and it's called Get a Job.
Like you. Scarface quit his job.
Still waiting on that heifer, Julio. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
circus net. Popping Percocet, I'm a nervous wreck. I deserve respect, but I work a sweat for this worthless check. I'm about to burst this tech and somebody to reverse this debt. Minimum wage got my adrenaline caged, full of venom and rage, especially when I'm engaged and my daughter's down to her last diaper. It's got my ass hyper, I pray that God answers. Maybe I'll ask nicer, watching ballers while they flossing and they pathfinders. These overnight stars becoming autograph signers. We all long to blow up and leave the past behind us, along with the small fries and average half pinters. But player haters turning bitch like they have vaginas, cause we see them dollar signs and let the cash blind us. Money your brainwash and we leave your ass mindless, when snakes slither in the grass spineless.
Let's rock bottles, life makes you mad enough to kill.
Let's rock bottles,
you want something bad enough to steal.
Let's rock bottles,
you feel like you're mad enough to hear, cause you're mad enough to scream, but you're sad enough to
tear. Let's rock bottles,
this life makes you mad enough to kill.
Let's rock bottles,
you want something bad enough to steal.
Let's rock bottles,
you feel like you're mad enough to hear, cause you're mad enough to scream, but you're sad enough to tear.
My life is full of empty promises and broken dreams. I'm hoping things look up, but there ain't no job openings. I feel discouraged, hungry and malnourished, living in this house with no furnace, unfurnished. And I'm sick of working dead-end jobs with lame pay, and I'm tired of being hired and fired the same day. But fuck it, if you know the rules to the gameplay, cause when we die we know we all going the same way. Cause it's cool to be the player, but it sucks to be the fan, when all you need is rocks to be the man, plus a luxury sedan. I'm comfortable and roomy in a six, but they threw me in the mix with all these gloomy lunatics to walk around depressed and smoke a pound of cess a day. And yesterday went by so quick it seems like it was yesterday. My daughter wants to throw the ball, but I'm too stressed to play. Live half my life and throw the rest away.
That's rock bottom. This life makes you mad enough to kill.
That's rock bottom.
You want something bad enough to steal.
That's rock bottom.
You feel like you're mad enough to hear, cause you're mad enough to scream, but you're sad enough to tear.
That's rock bottom.
This life makes you mad enough to kill.
That's rock bottom.
You want something bad enough to steal.
That's rock bottom.
You feel like you're mad enough to hear, cause you're mad enough to scream, but you're sad enough to tear.
There's people that love me, people that hate me, but it's the evil that made me. This backstabbing, deceitful and shady. I want the money, the women, the fortune and fame. That means I end up burning in hell, scorching in flame. That means I'm stealing your checkbook and forging your name. It's lifetime bliss for eternal torture and pain. Cause right now, I feel like I just hit the rock bottom. I got problems, now everybody on my block's got them. I'm screaming like them two cops when Tupac shot them. Holding two blocks, hope your doors got new locks on them. My daughter's feet ain't got no shoes or socks on them. And the rings you're wearing look like they got a few rocks on them. And while you flaunt them, I could be taking them to shops to pawn them. I got a couple of rings and a brand new watch, you want them? Cause I ain't never went gold off one song. I'm running up on someone's lawn with guns drawn.
That's rock bottom. This life makes you mad enough to
That's
kill.
Rock bottom.
You want something bad enough to
That's
steal.
Rock bottom.
You feel like you're fat enough to hear, cause you're mad enough to scream, but you're sad enough to
That's
tear.
Rock bottom.
This life makes you mad enough to
That's
kill.
Rock bottom.
You want something bad enough to
That's
steal.
Rock bottom.
You feel like you're fat enough to hear, cause you're mad enough to scream.
So I was sitting in my cubicle today and I realized ever since I started working, every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
And a lot more with the whip, man. Everybody wanna know why I sing the blues. Well, I've been around a long time. I've really paid my dues. I've laid in the ghetto flats, cold and numb. I heard the rats tell the bedbugs to give the roaches some. Everybody wanna know. Yes, I've been around a long time. People, I've paid my dues. I stood in line down at the county hall. I heard a man say, we're gonna build some new apartments for y'all. And everybody wanna know. Yes, they wanna know why I'm singing the blues.
We're not here to come down on you. I mean, that's not what we're about, okay?
We're just concerned that pot could lead to other things.
Crack, ice, boom, pow.
But we know you don't want to hear this from us.
Sure, I mean, we're your parents. Who wants to hear this stuff from their parents, huh?
But your father and I came up with a brilliant idea to give you kids some direction. A motivational speaker.
Yeah, one of those guys who speaks to big groups at high schools and churches.
You mean to come to the house?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, later.
Thanks, anyway.
Hey, come on, you guys. This set me back a few bucks. Okay, his name is Matt Foley. Now, he's been down in the basement drinking coffee for about the last 4 hours, and he should be all ready to go. I'll call him up. Matt, we're ready for you. His speech is called Go For It. Now, he's used to big groups, so make him feel like there's a crowd here. Matt, come on up, buddy.
All right, how's everybody? Good, good, good. Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Now let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, la-dee frickin' da! We got ourselves a writer here! Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're gonna be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river. Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably asking yourselves, hey, Matt, how can we get back on the right track? Well, as I see it, there is only one solution. And that is for me to get my gear, move it on in here, because I'm going to bunk with you, buddy. We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals. We're going to wrestle around. Old Matt's going to be your shadow. Here's you, here's Matt, there's you, there. Whoops-a-daisy. Whoops-a-daisy. By God. We're gonna have to clean that up later. Me and my buddies, my pals, my amigos. I'm gonna get my gear.
Wait, yeah, Matt, you don't have to go.
No,
Matt,
you don't have to do that. We'll never smoke pot again.
Matt, thanks for all you've done.
I don't give a rat's behind because I'm moving in. I'm sick and tired of living in a van down by the river.
Is the back door locked?
Yes. We love your dad.
I love you too.
Brennan, you certainly have had a lot of jobs.
I'm a bit of a spark plug and a human resources lady.
It's Pam.
I'm sorry. Well, Pan.
No, my name is Pam.
Are you saying Pan or Pam?
I'm saying Pam. Yeah, I'm sorry. Who is this gentleman sitting behind you?
Hello, Ms. Lady. I'm Dale. I'm Brennan's stepbrother. And I think I might be able to help with the Pan-Pam dilemma.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Pam. With
There's
an M.
There's a D on the end.
There's no D. It's Pam.
It's like calm.
Here, it's P.
P-A-N-M.
M.
That was the confusion.
No, there's just one M.
What do you say we interview you?
All right, yes, that's a sometimes useful exercise. Please put your hand down. Go ahead.
How much money do you make a year before taxes?
Okay, I'm actually not comfortable answering that.
Come on!
We're doing the interview now, not you.
Okay, here's a shot out of a cannon. Oprah, Barbara Walters, your wife. You gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one. Go!
I think we're done here. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, I needed someone
Wait,
to
shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I think we've had enough.
Shut your mouth.
I needed someone
Wait,
to
shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I'm sorry? What did
You're
you just say?
You're just coming off stupid.
I'm coming off as stupid. You're wearing tuxedos to a job that requires you to clean bathrooms. Please leave this office. We're done with this interview.
Do we get any sort of souvenir?
Get out of my office!
Yeah, I'm just looking to hire guys that I don't mind hanging out with for like 12 hours a day. You guys seem like cool guys. Got hair similar to mine. You wear tuxedos to the interview. That's funny. It's ironic. I get that. You're kind of underplaying the whole formality of it. I think that's funny as hell. So let's do this. You know, you guys are hired. You're in, you know, unless you're like the weirdest guys ever and I don't see it.
Great.
Was that a fart?
I don't know.
I can taste it. On my tongue.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. I did fart.
That onion? Onion and ketchup. It stinks.
This is a small room.
Okay, now the tuxedo seems kind of fucked up.
Bye.
about to do. Got half a pack of cigarettes in my wallet. It's complete there again. Might be broke, but I don't care. I just want TV in my bag underwear. Monday morning, 9 o'clock, I gotta get out and start looking for a job. I don't want a career, I got enough to deal with you. And I said I'm out of $7 for beer. I don't know what the fuck to do. Let the fucker treat me like a piece of dirt. Get out of bed at noon. My head is fucking screwed. And my life is really going down the tubes. I don't know what the fuck to do.
Stop the grind. Good, but we got to cut back on manpower and you ain't got enough time in, you know? Signore.
Really, how about if I take a cut and pay, all right?
Can't do it. Union rules.
Can I finish out the day?
Sure. Rocky, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Gonna play that crazy thing again. I wanna do that lazy swing again. Hey ho, doing the new low down. Ba da ba da ba ba. I got my feet to misbehaving now. I got a soul that's not for David now. Hey ho, doing the new low down. That dancing demon has my feet in a trance. Cause when I'm dreaming, I go into that dance. And when you hear that haunting strain to it, I like to bet you'll go insane. Doing the new lowdown. We'll be right back.
Burgundy. The chef made it special for you. You eat that for the way you talk about my city.
I will not eat that.
You are going to eat that cat poop.
I will not eat cat poop.
You will eat cat poop.
Ron Burgundy says no.
You make a fool of me and everyone here. You put that cat poop in your mouth.
No.
Yes.
No.
Si.
I will not eat cat poop.
You will do it immediately.
No.
You will.
Fine, I'll try to eat one.
Okay, get in there.
If I take one bite, will you get me a steak? If I take one bite of shit, will you bring me a steak?
I'll think about it. Okay, get in there. You see? Yeah.
Oh, please. Start with the eggs. I'm so hungry. I don't...
There.
Oh, God.
A steak, a big steak for him, please.
Oh. I...
No.
No! Go. Look, I had one bite.
No, that's not enough.
Look, son of a bitch.
Like this? You take it like this. Oh, don't cry. Don't cry. He's not crying. He's not crying. Don't cry, man.
I'll eat the shit. I don't care.
Don't cry, please.
I'll eat the entire hunk of shit.
Okay.